Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
You introducing this?
Nah, it's all you, boss.
This is, bro, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
give me a dabble. You don't even want to try.
How would I do this?
Yeah.
I'll give you the tip. Yeah. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Frames Per Second Podcast. It's your boy Jalen, aka Doc, with no other than Nick, aka also formerly known as Nick Duce. And we are reviewing 65, you know, the Adam Driver supposedly blockbuster film that was supposed to be real big.
They said they spent about 45 to 91 mil making this.
That's a big ass range, though.
That is a big ass range. 90. But I feel like it's because it was... Well, hold on. So we're reviewing. This is a solo. This is a Patreon, right?
No, we're going to just put it out.
We're going to put it out? All right. So I said I wanted motherfuckers to pay for this shit. Thank Jalen for being the generous.
Yeah, man, we already promoted it on the release schedule. So,
nonetheless,
yeah,
he's releasing it for the folks that are new listeners, hopefully. But if you're a regular, make sure you go on that Patreon. But, 65, Adam Driver, and then some random girl who we don't know.
She's actually the baby Gamora in Infinity War. She's the little girl Gamora in Infinity War.
Oh, the one that asked them, what did you lose?
Yeah, exactly. She should be asking Sony and Columbia, what did they lose this shit on this fucking movie?
She should have said, what she lost for this role. Yeah. She lost the opportunity. She lost growth. It's like, no. 65, tell me how you feel about it, bro.
Bro, I'm curious to see if we're on the same page because based off the little hints and bits that we said.
Say what you want to say, bro.
I feel like this was supposed to be a great movie. And it was just...
Why do you feel that way?
Because I like action movies. You know what I'm saying? I like just random action shit.
You're a fan of John Wick, I'm assuming?
Love John Wick.
Gotcha.
I love random action shit. And so the premise of some guy from the future being around a whole bunch of dinosaurs, even Jurassic World. Like, I'm a fan of Jurassic World. Now, I don't think it's the best movie ever, but I consider watching Jurassic World.
Were you a fan of Jurassic Park?
Yes, I'm a fan
of
Jurassic Park.
Okay, so it's a carryover fandom then.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm thinking, okay, you're going to add the futuristic elements of, like, random shit that I love. Like, being imaginary as fuck with this known commodity of dinosaurs that people love and just expand that shit. I said, that's a great idea. And the movie did not make it a great idea. And I just feel like the movie was just dull.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got it out?
Good. Yeah.
All right. I thought this movie was about as decent as you can get without saying it's bad. The idea that you mentioned is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Overall, overall, it was $130. It was $133.
Yeah.
Damn near wanted to say I love this movie off of that alone. Yeah. But I can't say that because I'm objective as hell when it comes to just shit being either right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? And this movie is leaning more towards wrong than right. But the only right things that I really like about it is the idea and some of the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they did things that Jurassic Park didn't even do. You know what I'm saying? Like... that's why I was really interested in seeing this movie to see, like, can it work? Because when I brought up John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
John Wick as a premise, as a movie, should not be a blockbuster.
It should not work
at all. It was one of those movies that was just like, oh, people just randomly fuck with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a nonsense action movie. The core story of that whole franchise is a dog died.
Yep.
That's it.
Somebody killed my dog.
Somebody killed the biggest hitman in the world's dog. And now we got literally four movies with this last one coming up being damn near 3 hours about that. So to me, when people were saying like the crew didn't want to, I'll tell y'all this, the crew really didn't feel like reviewing this because they said it was a Jurassic Park ripoff. And I'm like,
except for Rod. Rod was interested in review. I'll give
you I'm just saying like overall, it wasn't like enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And I think that when I was suggesting it that we would do it, it was like, it's not because of enthusiasm. I just want to see if they can pull off this idea. Because people probably wasn't enthusiastic when you see the trailer of John Wick for the first time, like the original.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, it's Keanu Reeves. Let me see what he about to do. Same way I look at Adam Driver. Oh, it's Adam Driver. Let me see what he can do. Mm-hmm. He is the biggest draw to this movie. Outside of that, this movie is literally shit.
Yes.
But I was thinking, like, if this movie even hits on any of the beats that I like, I think it could be a blockbuster. I was rolling the dice on that. Obviously, I rolled craps, nigga. But it was like, the idea is brilliant.
I got you. And the idea of it being a blockbuster, I get where you're coming from there. But I think for me, what you enjoyed about it, I already took as like a slight before I even got to the
movie. You just took it for granted.
I knew it was going to be mid-tier because it was, like you said, you saw an hour and a half and you was like, great. Me, I was like, like an hour and a half, bro.
But why would you be more curious if it was a 2-hour movie or a 2-hour and 30 minute movie?
Well, for one,
that would make me feel like, oh hell no, they don't know what the fuck they doing.
Nah,
because Jurassic Park don't need to be that long.
I mean, it is that long because it adds like it's action and suspense.
It is that long because they did too much.
Bro, the first Jurassic Park is damn near perfect.
It is,
bro.
But I didn't say Jurassic. Right. I'm talking about the parks. The sequels, they did too much.
What about Jurassic World?
Jurassic World is basically Jurassic Park on steroids.
Well,
and then you add a ginger.
Jurassic World is probably like a mid-tier. Like a little above mid-tier.
Jurassic World to me is the same as 65. As far as...
No, bro. Hell fucking no.
Jurassic World is the same as 65 to me. Because it's basically like, was it worth the ticket for the time? I say yes.
You disrespectful, bro.
How? What is there to respect about Jurassic World?
All right, so Jurassic World, I feel like there's even like a piece of you being invested in other relationships.
You just saying bullshit right now, but go ahead.
I'm not saying bullshit.
What relationships you talking about?
So between
go ahead and say
between Chris Pratt and
you gave a fuck about that?
More than I gave a fuck about Adam Driver and his little fucking girl.
No, I'm not. That's not the relationship.
Even cared about the relationship between Chris Pratt and the fucking reptile and the raptor. It,
the movie 65 ain't about the Chris Pratt and the I don't know what she is. Okay, Is she a person of color, little girl?
So
it's about him and his biracial daughter.
And I didn't give a fuck about that relationship either.
You both. Them scenes ain't hit. Some of them scenes hit, bro.
Some, no, it did not.
Wow. And it I'm just going off the acting of Adam Driver.
Let's just start. So let's just dive into the
okay,
movie.
Okay, so the plot is this. A nigga from the future, or somewhat the future, somehow, some way, was taking this big-ass cargo of people to some planet or wherever the fuck. And we find out he's a bad pilot because he ends up going through an asteroid belt that they know was on the way.
I don't know how they fucked up
the whole plane.
I don't know how you miss a big-ass fucking asteroid belt.
And then they crash land on this planet, which is now Earth. And then they be like, oh, yeah, this is actually Earth 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs
That shit was corny, too.
I thought it would have been a better reveal if it wasn't in the trailer.
That shit was corny. 65 million years ago, someone visited Earth. That shit was lame.
That would have been dope. We would have known.
That whole title card.
We wouldn't have known.
But it started off, like, the whole shit fell flat when they were on that beach, bro. Like, when he was talking to his daughter, I was just like, bro, this shit, I don't give a fuck.
My thing is this, like,
I don't care.
I feel like, is this a trend where we just seeing white men with black women and this, and they having their biracial baby? Like, is this something that's going, I've been seeing hella shit with that premise and that trend. I'm like, I mean, is this what we're doing now? Is this the new way? Is this the biracial way
right,
that
man.
We
fight? I ain't too much of a fan of that. You know what I'm saying?
Probably, I mean, I don't really care about it either way. I'm just saying like,
nah, I want our black queens to be with us.
Not on my Dr.
Umar shit.
To me, I always go off. This is a little joke I say in my head. I say if a black woman go to a white man, that must mean three niggas at least said no. So, or three niggas fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like. She did her due. I feel like all black women try to do their due diligence.
Oh yeah, black women go through a lot of bullshit
niggas,
with us.
Niggas do
fuckable. We do a lot of fucked up
jump,
shit. Yeah.
We jump ship and sees the first white woman.
Yeah, you know we get a little bit of money. We jump ship.
But that's unfortunate about it.
Yeah, it is. We're fucked up for that.
Yeah, but no, I was just looking. to me, that scene didn't hit as much as because we didn't spend much time with the wife or see the wife even throw videos to him about, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it was just him and his daughter, which I understand was the main point and why he connected with the little girl. But for me, it wasn't again, the idea is great. And I think everything leading up until we land on Earth was phenomenal. It's just that my gripes with it is like, it was trying to be like three movies in one. You know, it was trying to be a little...
In an hour and a half.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I told you I took the gamble on this because I'm like, if they could do this, bro, they could do... This could be the perfect movie for me, bro. I could say, I could have walked away and say, bro, 65 is a top five movie right now. It's a buck 30. The acting is good. The special effects are good. The story is good. And they wrapped it up with a possible franchise sequel. I was thinking it could hit... If it hit all those three, five beats... I'm there. I made a good gamble. But I came back to my report card and it ain't looking good. I ain't putting that on the refrigerator. I'm just saying that that's where it messed up. It was trying to be three movies in one.
I don't even
in a buck 30. Like,
bro, I don't even like, I think it for me, it was out the gate. It just never seemed like to grab me like I expected it to. And like I said, maybe it's because the action sequences took forever to really start. Because even the ship part was not even like enough for me to feel like there was true action there.
I thought they were gonna go more horror with it. That's what I was kind of expecting. And
I don't even need horror. I just need the suspense. The suspense
that's what I'm saying.
Wasn't
like,
even there.
I'm saying that's what I'm saying. I feel like if they made it like to me, if this was rated R, and you put more of like because like them dinosaurs are scary as shit.
Yeah, them shits look real as fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Like CGI was pretty good on it.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, bro, if they went with more horror feel like. Like Alien, you know what I'm saying? Or Prometheus, Covenant, all that other shit. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of, like, more horror element where niggas could come out and start jacking your ass out. Like, I like that shit. I wanted to see that shit, but it didn't hit because it was trying to be PG-13 and so it was being soft with it.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of movies are running into that problem. They want to be PG-13 because so they want to be wider. Yeah,
people. But it was hilarious seeing that dinosaur get carried out the mud and then ate it up, bro. I died laughing inside, bro. I was dying, bro. She's like, this goofy ass motherfucker did all that work to save her. And this motherfucker get bit.
That motherfucker got torn up, bro. She was heartbroken.
She was dumb salty.
But you bought into the relationship. That over time,
no, I didn't. That's not the relationship I cared about.
And yeah,
I cared about the relationship he had with his biracial daughter.
So that relationship didn't take you out of the movie either, though.
No. That, to me, it was goofy what they were trying to do as far as the obvious connection between person of color, non-speaking girl, and Adam Driver. But it was just like if they would have kind of removed the corniness from it and cleaned it up a bit, I think they would have hit because it would have been like.
I think
he didn't get to save his daughter, but he could save this little girl. You know what I'm saying?
I think the part of her not being able to speak the same language.
It was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary, and it didn't help build the relationship. It actually made a bigger barrier that y'all didn't have time to break down.
The scene where she realizes that her parents ain't up there and they really did, it would have hit if she could talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why not give her the chance to talk about it? All you doing? And then the scene where he could have told her, like, where the lie was like, remember they were in the cave and he wanted to say like they ain't there and whatever, but then he was like, but you can't understand me. And I was like, that's the reason why this scene fails flat, because she can't understand you, so everything you say don't really mean shit.
Yep.
So, but if she could understand you, that's what I'm saying, bro. It was trying to do too much. It was trying to be Interstellar. It was trying to be Jurassic Park, and it was trying to be Star Wars. Like it was just too much.
So how does so what you saying then? How does it still? What about it brings you to the point where you don't feel it's bad, but it's right there at decent?
Because it has the elements of it where it's like, this could be a fucking great movie. God. So if somebody did 66, you know what I'm saying, as a sequel and they cleaned it up, it could be like, I'm saying like a turnaround. Like, obviously the first one is a classic, not to me, but it's a classic in general. But the sequel is better than the first. It's like Terminator 2, bro. I'm thinking, bro, 65 to 66. 66 could be a fucking phenomenon.
But this shit
bro.
Ain't going nowhere because this shit bombed.
It bombed.
Fucking
it definitely bombed. It made less than 25 mil, which means it made less than
half
20 million.
Budget.
Yeah, it made less than 20 million than it was.
Yeah, you know that shit bombed behind Scream 6 and behind Creed for the second week. So yeah, this shit is not going anywhere.
Honestly, I thought it was gonna be third anyway. When you break it down like that, I didn't think it was gonna be better than Scream 6 or Creed 3. I thought it was going to be right there, though. I thought it was going to come out with at least a $30 million weekend. You know what I'm saying? They only made 23. So I thought, and I didn't know it was made for that much, but because it was on, it was so, I felt like they could have Mandalorian it, where it was like, it looks like it's a big world, but it's really not type shit. But they, yeah. I guess.
They kept them confined. But I think a part of that is appealing, though, because it makes it more realistic. He's confined in this space. To get like as opposed to him discovering the whole world and trying to leave the planet,
I like
he's confined to a space of you're trying to figure out going back and forth.
Yeah, I like the landscaping shots. I like the fact that we got to see him really in the mud of it, like dealing with the bugs and all that shit. That was a good scene where he slapped that big ass motherfucker.
Nasty
like,
ass shit.
How nasty it is, like how grimy it is. Shit like it made realistic. That's what I'm saying. It made it be like, all right, we in the fucking jungle. Anything could pop out this motherfucker. Yep. When that little motherfucking dinosaur got ate up, I was like, thank you. Like we got some grit in this bitch. Like, and when that motherfucker was crying, I was like, yes, this motherfucker, this shit hurt. Life hurt. Motherfucker, you over here playing around and shit.
Bro,
but then he was goofy as hell as a leader.
Yeah, he was pretty.
He fell into mud, screaming around, chasing this motherfucker.
And she pulled him out with a fucking tree branch, man. That shit took me out of it. It took me out of it too. Like,
I know how he's
under now.
But I was,
and after he out of everything he saw in the fucking darkness, he pulled a fucking branch.
I was curious to see how he's gonna get out of that because I was like, that's a brilliant. That would have been a brilliant way to cause suspense or like put like, oh shit, is he gonna really make it out? But. Once I thought about it, I was like, how is she going to save this nigga? And he a grown-ass man in some mud. And she end up sitting on the tree branch. And that tree branch, if she could sit on it and it pulls down, that tree branch weak as shit.
Exactly.
And it would have got ripped off unless it's bamboo.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, so, to be honest, the film hadn't had me invested enough for me to even feel like that shit was suspenseful. I was like, all right, he got to get out of here somehow. But you want to know what was funny as fuck? When that nigga was in that cave and that fucking dinosaur came and stuck his face in there and he took his fucking eye out and that motherfucker came back at the end of the movie like, motherfucker, you remember me? Like, peekaboo, I'm back.
Bro, I fucked with that heavy, bro. I fucked with that. I thought the nigga was gonna die when he told the little girl push the launch button and he was running and shit trying to get away. Like, I was like, oh shit. Like, he really gonna try to save this little girl no matter what. And I was like, that's so dope. And then the steam pits and all that shit, like, I fucked with that. Like, I liked how they did that. Some people may have different opinions on it, but I'm like, shit. You don't want to always make it seem like we gonna win by machine, like by our, people just want to see man versus beast. They want to see how you gonna outsmart the motherfucker. They gonna see how you gonna kill the motherfucker without using a blaster all the time and shit.
Yeah.
Blasters make it feel like a video game.
Hold on, how does she distract the dinosaur at the end? Cause she took out his other eye.
That's the stupid part.
That was the stupid part. I was like, what the
that's
fuck,
the stupid,
bro?
How the fuck did she take out a T-Rex's eye without getting killed?
Like, your little small ass taking out his fucking eye, and she took it out with a branch, innit?
She took it out with the stub of a branch,
and it's like, what the fuck?
So yeah, this movie is definitely okay. It's a bad movie.
There we go.
It's a bad movie. But it ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that bad. I'm gonna bring
series,
it up.
That series is coming soon.
Jalen talked me into it because I got cases to make. I got cases to make. But this movie ain't really shit. That's why we're talking about it the way we're talking about it. It's literally a fart in the wind premise. It could have been some real shit.
I had high hopes. I was talking them into, when you weren't here, I was talking them into like 65 and this is to come before screen.
But I didn't want, that's the thing, I didn't want to hype up the movie. I just wanted us to review it. I like us going into movies blind. That's why when these niggas are like, bro, just go watch the movie. Nigga, like, don't tell me shit, don't say shit, don't judge shit, just go watch the movie. Mm-hmm. We can't be a fucking movie podcast and be scared to just watch movies.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
I had to get over my shit of horror. You think I want to be watching all this demon
shit? I was wondering, bro. I be sitting here editing shit.
Bro, that Terrifier 2 is still with me. I do not, bro. That scene with that girl, bro, I don't, bro.
I have yet to watch a horror movie that y'all review.
Hereditary. The only thing I'll say is that I'm glad this podcast showed me Hereditary. Hereditary actually is. It's scary as shit that ended. However, it's a really good movie as far as the acting and the story and how it ties in together. It's brilliant.
You can't get me past Jordan Peele. But I will be watching Swarm. I haven't watched the trailer, But
I don't even think it's gonna be what y'all think it is.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's gonna be everything. I think it's gonna be everything, everywhere, all at once type shit, bro. Mm. I think it could be. It's gonna be a comedy. I think it's gonna be a drama. I think it's gonna be a horror. I think it's gonna be a thriller. I think it's gonna be all that. Just like Atlanta was.
Yeah, yeah, but 65, man. I mean,
65 ain't Atlanta.
if you got the time to see it. Don't, but
yeah. See it if it's on when it's on TNT. You can watch it.
Yeah,
it's good in pieces. Actually, I would if you think
it might
about
be bigger. It might be bigger on a smaller screen though. If I'm being honest, but you know how some movies.
You saying if this was Netflix, you would have fucked with it.
I would have given it more slack. I'm like, oh, it's a Netflix room, but now it had a budget. It was on.
If it's Netflix, you wouldn't even click on it, bro. You probably would have thrown it.
No, I would have been one of those ones I had on in the background while I was doing something else.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, you wouldn't even pay attention. Yeah,
that would have been gone. That's what I paid Netflix for, to be on in the background.
No, that's why you pay AMC Stubbs, so you can just see whatever you want to see and take risks when you want
to
take them.
Nah, I also say this. I am a person who goes to the movie theaters every Thursday. Going to the movies is an experience for me. So when a movie is bad and I can't just dive into this world and I was anticipating something at least good. Like, I'm going to see Shazam tomorrow. And I don't expect this to be great.
Okay, there's two things I have for you. One, why the hell are you seeing Shazam 2? And two... Why are you caring about movie theaters when you know that the smaller screen is better than the movie theaters now?
That's not true.
You telling me what's coming out? So you telling me what's coming out on streaming services is not as good as what comes out in
movie theaters? I didn't say that. You said it's better, and it's not better. It's not a better.
That's what I just said.
No, you said it's not as good. You said not as good.
No, I said why do you feel like the streaming service is not as good if not better than the movie?
Because it's an experience, bro. Being in a movie theater is truly an experience. It's an escape.
There's only a few movies that you've had an experience for in the last 5 years. There's probably only five.
It depends.
It's probably only five, bro.
No, it depends on what type of movies
you're talking about. And if you take Marvel out, it's probably only two, if not one.
Avatar. Creed was an experience watching in Dolby.
I'm talking the last 5 years.
Avatar,
Creed.
Creed. Even as bad as it was, Black Adam was good watching it on a big screen.
Nah, you over here gassing it.
Woman King was also an experience.
Okay, I'll give you Woman King 3.
And that's just, bro, those were three that I named in the last 6 months.
Okay, keep going then.
I can't think. I'm not a movie connoisseur
all the
like
movies your
boy.
You watch ain't mean
I
shit.
I just watch
all
movies.
All your movies they watch ain't mean shit. You can't even
but
name
this
list.
Summer, I'm going to have a great time.
You got Guardians. Gonna be.
You got. I'm even going to see Little Mermaid. Fuck on a big screen,
you
bro.
You over here just.
So, hey, just, man. I'm just telling you, man. It's
you keeping movie though. Theaters alive. I guess you must love it. Never mind.
Hey, you an AMC Stubbs member too. So
I'm only there because I'm not trying to pay $45 or $100 a month buying all these movies. I'm like, nah, I'm going to make sure I can see whatever I want for a reasonable price.
But it's not like a thing of like I'm preparing to go see the movie. Like you got like I got this 2.5 hours or this 2 hours that I'm gonna be sitting and a seat assigned to me looking at this screen and I'm in this world. As opposed to when you sit at home and watch TV, there's a million other things going around. You probably dive into your phone in the middle of it. Like there's like a distraction.
I create an experience. I make some chicken. I got some. I roll a blunt. You know what I'm saying? I have an experience
it's
when I watch the
same,
show,
man.
Bro.
I get what you saying.
I can't do that in no movie theater.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm gonna pay about
you
50.
Get
I'm,
delivered
I'm gonna pay,
to you
I'm
too.
Pay $50 in total, trying to have the experience I can have at home for five. And that's if I get a biggie bag. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like shit.
I got you, man. Hey, man.
But
to each his own, bro.
Yeah, I would say we agree to disagree.
To each his own, but. Yeah, man, we appreciate y'all listening. That's 65, man. Let us know y'all thoughts in the Reddit thread. And everywhere else, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we ain't even doing no Reddit roses for this shit.
Yeah,
I ain't even post nothing about it. That's what it is. That ain't shit. Bro.
I mean, at this point, this movie ain't that bad. Man, give us feedback, man. Let us know what y'all think of just the two of us doing reviews, man. This probably opened the door for some other shit to get reviewed that everybody else don't give a fuck about. So let us know, man. But other than that, y'all, peace.